Good morning. It's Mitch Ganner from The Sentinel and Glasshouse Country and Mullaney News. Great to be back for another week. Plenty of news across both papers at The Sentinel. The Somerset Council by-election is heating up. It's a four-way battle between the four candidates that put their hands up. This week we've got their little pitch about why you should vote for them. Keep an eye out for that. This election is postal votes only as well, so just be mindful that you'll need to get your postal votes in on this one and not head out to any booths at all. I think that's a way of keeping costs down amongst other reasons. So there's that council by-election coming up. We've got a very interesting story about an alleged sexual assault victim who says she was redirected from a local hospital into Brisbane. There's concerns about what happened there and whether that was the right or wrong thing to do. There'll be plenty of news to come from that as well. And we've also got a story, it's a rather boring topic about depreciation, probably can't get more boring than that, about local councils and depreciation, but it might be a problem that you'd take note of if you thought your rates might go up because of that. So we're just looking at the issue that a lot of councils are struggling through, and there's now a task force that's been set up by the state government to tackle that issue that was first raised on the Sunshine Coast here, where they said there was a $30 million hole in their budget, essentially, because of the matter. I've got a nice story about Luke Forbes, who's an energetic 31-year-old principal from Mount Mee State School. He's preparing to run 100 kilometres from Coolum Beach to Mount Mee. It's a remarkable fundraising effort, and he's using that to raise money for students and the school as well. So a lovely story there. We've got some great pictures, and we talked to him about what's motivating him there. Over at Glasshouse Country, we've got it's an embargoed story, so keep an eye out for it. But we've got a story about a new bold tourism campaign that's being launched across the Sunshine Coast, with the hinterland being used to entice people to come up to this neck of the woods on their holidays. So that's one to keep an eye out for. And we've also got an update about the controversial Heidelberg Quarry. They're proposing to double rock extraction there, and there's community concern about what that means. It's now 2 years since that proposal was made, so people are getting a little bit frustrated, but council are assuring us that they're committed to a thorough process there. Obviously, you've got to do the right thing. Make sure that everything's in order before you make a decision. So plenty going on across both papers. Keep an eye out. We've got them coming out, delivery drivers out tomorrow through the rest of the week. So keep an eye out for a paper and pick one up and have a read. This is Mitch on 101.5. I'll talk to you. See you next week. Bye now.